Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now back live into the third and final hour. Wide open phones in this hour. Got two or three Ron Paul ads that we've selected that I haven't played yet. I think we'll get a couple more out of the 80 that were submitted and play those coming up as well for the truthnews.us Ron Paul 2008 TV and radio ad contest. I'll be announcing that later this afternoon or tomorrow. I just don't want to judge this wrong because I'm just conflicted about it and trying to figure out who I want to vote for here. I got a bunch of other news here, but so we haven't been taking your calls yet, so let's just go ahead and do that now. Josh in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air. Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I went to a sneak preview screening last night, and there was just incredible security there, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about that, what I saw, what I thought about it.
Where was this?
I live in San Antonio, Texas, and it is the newest theater in town. It's called the Palladium. They built it in a big abandoned rock quarry. It's pretty nice. They got a bar upstairs and everything. But the movie was called Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story, and it's not out in theaters yet, but through my job I get free passes to movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's been selected by a bunch of Screen Actors people as the movie of the year.
Oh, it's not even worth your time to go see it.
What's the name of the movie again?
Walk Hard, The Dewey Cox Story.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
It's a spoof of the Johnny Cash story with some of the Doors, you know, the Doors movie thrown in there. But on the back of the free ticket, it says, please be advised that all bags and or purses are subject to search. Absolutely no cameras or recording devices of any kind will be allowed in the theater.
Yeah, they do that to make sure it isn't pirated because things keep getting out on the web before it's out.
Right, and I think that's why the screenwriters are on strike right now. But anyway, I got there a few minutes before the movie was going to start, and I showed up with a group of friends. And you kind of just walk in, and where they take the tickets, there was, you know, four, maybe five people in security uniforms standing back there. And they had us move off to the side, and they kind of lectured us saying, you know, you cannot bring a cell phone in here at all. If your cell phone has a camera on it, we want you to give it to us now. We will bag it and tag it, and you can get it after the movie. And then they were all lined up on the inside. There was probably between 7 and 10 security guards in the theater itself, and they were all lined up on the inside, and they kind of escorted you to seats. And, you know,
listen, normally the police state, you know, issues where they do this is to train you to be a slave, is to prepare you for all this. The people doing it, of course, don't know that. In the case of this, the filmmakers sometimes are basically ruined by the fact that this stuff gets on the web beforehand. And so if you go to any big premiere weeks before something comes out, that is going to happen to you.
Right. And if there was any conditioning involved, it was from the guy who had the wand, and it was some kind of metal detector or something. I had my pocket knife from work in there, and, you know, I was afraid he was going to take it away. But the thing just lit up and beeped, but it didn't catch my cell phone, which was on, and it didn't catch my pocket knife. So, you know, I don't really know that he was looking for anything. He may have just been wanting people.
Believe me, sir, I've been in a few movies, and I know Hollywood, and I know what they do. And believe me, what happened there was standard fare, because, you know, Star Wars ended up on the web a month before it was out. Star Wars Episode 3 and Star Wars Episode 2. What, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, all that stuff. I mean, these things get out there, and that's why they were doing it. That's why I don't like going to those things. I just tell them that I don't have anything on me because I don't. But that's what they're looking for. Okay, thank you, Josh. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you told us about that, though, because it might have been something else. You know, like they had another shooting at a bus stop a few days ago and shot six kids. What are you going to do? You're going to set up checkpoints at the bus stop? Well, IBM's selling face scanning systems to track everybody everywhere they go. That way, anytime you walk outside your house, you're being scanned, so if you shoot somebody, they'll know you did it. But that's total Big Brother, and the people running the system are so criminal, you can't trust them to do that. Okay? Mandy, Richard, others, your call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, live from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific. And don't forget, when the show ends in about 51 minutes, the live transmission for 21 hours until I'm back live tomorrow, we will restream the broadcast end to end at InfoWars.com. And there's also the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Go there, subscribe for free, and get the 3 hours delivered to your MP3 or iPod or to your computer every day. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Ladies and gentlemen, we also need you to spread the word about that. Okay, I'm going to ram through a bunch of your calls as fast as I can right now. Let's see if I can do it, because I want to get into more EU news, more economic news. I got 6.5-minute compilation of what Ron Paul was able to squeeze in the final Republican debate. The money bomb is rapidly approaching. Target rapidly approaching, coming up this Sunday. And guess what? It's a good part about being on during the weekend. I'll be live Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. right here on the GCN Radio Network in association with MS Communications. You can listen to me on stations like 590 KLBJ in Austin, all the way from Oklahoma down to Mexico. You can listen to me on fine stations like Z600 out there in the West. You can listen to me on stations like KCXL in Kansas City, the Sunshine Network group of three stations in upstate New York, and another. We've got about 20 affiliates now. It's really grown. Memphis, you can hear us in Memphis. quite a few places picking up the broadcast on Sundays. And we are very, very thankful to all of those AM and FM stations that pick up the Sunday show. So during the Money Bomb would have been going for 14 hours when I get on air from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And we're going to have continual Money Bomb coverage and your commentary and Trevor Lyman. We're going to get Lyman back on tomorrow. The blimp should be taking to the air. We'll have reports on the Ron Paul blimp. Continual coverage right here at the GCN radio network and allied stations and affiliates out there. Randy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a pleasure, sir. I've done a lot of acting and taken a lot of classes, and you can tell when someone's been fed a story. And that lady, she was shook up from shooting the guy, but her story came out so garbled when she was trying to describe. She said she threw her weapon at him at one point. I really would like to find someone that could talk to her and say, who came up to you and told you what to say before you got on camera? Because you could see it. That she wasn't able to just say what a cop would say when they discharge their firearm.
Yeah, I mean, an officer, especially when she is a former officer, would have said, well, I saw the subject doing this, because that's what they train cops do, is tell the other cops what happened for reports. She would have said, I heard shooting and yelling. I was in this room. I made my way there, saw the subject, began firing, telling him to drop his weapon. He fell to the ground. Instead, she was like, well, yeah, exactly. You could tell she'd been told what to say.
And the one, I've got an idea on how to attack these guys, Alex. You've probably gone through it before, but we need a Pat Fitzgerald to come after this media and make it, because they, even if we change the regime here, we've got this media to deal with. And the Ron Paul thing is making it very clear how much they are coloring everything. And we've got to, if we could find some prosecution,
hey,
or
I found more than 10 polls. I mean, more than that. I saw like 4 or 5 yesterday. Probably 20 polls. I haven't counted them up. Well, they just don't even include Ron Paul now. Of course he's losing in polls. They don't include him.
Well, I'm a retired Austin firefighter, and I'm proud of what you're doing to find out the truth of what happened all the way back to 9/11 and before. And proud to be an Anderson Trojan, too, pal. But let me tell you, keep up the good work. I'm spreading the word as best I can. I've never seen so much cognitive dissonance out of people that you can show them and say, look, I'm a fireman. I know what happened. And it doesn't happen like this. And they still won't accept it. So
well, I'll
stay
tell
on
you.
It.
The first group that really would come up to me at gun shows, because back then in 2001, 2002, I'd go to the gun show every few months when it came to town, and on the street, and phone calls and letters from Austin firemen, because they'd been given training in how fires work. The first group in New York, by the way, too, who really saw that was a lie is firemen. You spend a minute or two explaining to people from your fire science training why the official story's got problems.
Okay, the official story is that the first of all, they show cartoons to us instead of actual footage like your story shows us. The second thing that everybody doesn't realize, or a lot of people go, well, who told you that steel melted at 3,000 degrees? Pal, I knew it. In 1980, when I was in cadet class, and there is nothing in a building and nothing in a plane that will burn over 1,800 degrees, maybe 2,000, but you cannot make molten steel out of anything in those buildings. That's why they're made of steel. And then the collapse. We have whole textbooks on the signs of building collapse, and those buildings do give you signs of collapse. You wouldn't have had 350 firemen in those buildings.
You would have had sagging, you would have had buckling. It certainly wouldn't fall in free fall.
No, and free fall speed at and having them fall at exactly the same rate, though they were hit in different places, and then Building 7, pal. There was something that messed up. They had either a plane was supposed to be sticking out of Building 7, or it was supposed to have been incinerated, and the fire wasn't going like it needed to drop that building. But that right there is what stopped me in my tracks. I told my kids, do not get in the military, and I decided not to go over there at that point, and that's because of you, sir.
But you're a firefighter, and engineers have gone public, and all the engineers, they get on the news saying we're wrong, don't give any facts, and it turns out they're all on Defense Department pay, they're all getting government contracts, they've all been in intelligence.
All of them need to go to jail. We need to find a way to hold them to their words, and the news media better be damn afraid of what happens when the truth comes out. Good job, Alex. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I've had, I was in New York in 2004 for the RNC. Hard to believe that was 4 years ago now. It's all in martial law. And we had so many firemen come up and thank us and say, yeah, we heard the countdown. We were told there were bombs. Yeah, they blew it up. But they wouldn't come on camera. Now half the cops are trying to trip us, trying to start fights with us. Now most of the cops agree with us. They've woken up now, too. But the firemen knew. And just to know they lied to the public, a public who can't find the U.S. on a map, a public that doesn't know which hemisphere they're in, a public that doesn't know where their state capital is, a public that has no basic understanding of how anything works. I mean, I'm not that smart, but I want to know things. It's interesting. It's fun. I want to read history books. I want to read historical documents. I want to study economics. I want to study science. I mean, this is interesting. Here's an example of science. Every day I probably see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, sometimes more, not even looking for it, articles about genetic engineering. Just 5, 6 years ago, we were having debates about will they ever clone humans. And I'd get on air and go, here's scientific reports from major universities and research firms where they cloned human embryos 10 years ago. That's now like 16 years ago. Here's reports where they did this, where they did that. They're not publicizing how advanced it is. I mean, here's an example. They signed an executive order, started standardizing the driver's license for national ID card in 93. They had it totally in place by 2000. Americans think we have a national ID card next year because they told you now. But what's 93 to 2008? That is a long time, ladies and gentlemen. That's like 16 years. Think about it. You've got a national ID card 16 years before you even know it. It's in place 8 years before you even know it. So they've been industrially, at an industrial scale, cloning humans for years. But they keep them small. They don't grow them up to full size. They harvest them. I mean, they've got assembly line labs all over the world. They've been splicing humans, Homo sapiens, sapien, with chimpanzees, orangutans, rhesus monkeys. The medical reports come out, yeah, we got a monkey that's, we got an ape that's, you know, monkeys and apes that is, you know, 30% human, 50% human. I mean, these are abominable crimes. You don't show them on the news, but they put it in the Washington Post. I remember that in 2002. It totally freaked me out. They said, oh, yeah, we're splicing humans with other primates. You know, I was talking to some national writer just last week, and I said, yeah, I mean, you know, who would know that in Hong Kong for 7 years they've been selling monkeys that glow? And the guy kind of scoffed, and I said, here, let's type glowing monkeys into Google. There it was, Forbes, AP, Reuters. Yeah, they splice it with a jellyfish, and it's like the space bar scene or something from Star Wars. They're selling them in shops. Glowing blue monkeys. I've got a report. John, did I send you that report on... I said I'd blast your calls. Of course I'm not. Did I send you that report about the mouse that's been genetically engineered, had its brain cells altered to where it isn't scared of a cat? It's on Prison Planet. We go get it. It's in the new science technology section at the bottom. Yeah, John's a trooper. All right, I'm going to come back, and I promise I'll go to your calls. Just the calls are all so good. I mean, they always get me off on tangents. But they went in and engineered just where the mouse doesn't have the olfactory connections to their pain centers. I mean, that's the control. Exact control. Precise control. And what do you think these vaccines to, quote, cure drug use do? It goes in, does the same thing. They're able to genetically alter us lifetime. Oh, but they don't have cures for cancer. No, they don't. Of course they do. And they're giving most of us that get it the cancer, the pieces of trash.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 13, 2007, gold, 801.28-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 825.28, 406.75 for half, 203.38 for quarter. That's 825.28, 406.75, and 203.38. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Mighty Mouse takes on Timid Tom for a game of cat and mouse with a difference. Instead of running away from his enemy, the little mouse heads straight for his feline foe. And that's because Japanese scientists have created a mutant mouse that isn't afraid of the big bad cat.
Mice fear cats because they're innately conditioned to express fear when they sense the odor of predators. So by getting rid of the specific receptors for sensing the odor, mice never feel afraid of cats.
The idea is that if the mouse can't smell fear, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Having removed the innate elements by which mice fear cats, we are able to make mice who can get along with cats. So by applying this theory to other mammals, we will probably be able to make other animals that are not afraid of their natural enemies.
Experts have long believed that animals' fear is prompted by their acute sense of smell. But even this docile cat clearly smells a rat and doesn't appear in too much of a hurry to strike up a close friendship with the over-familiar rodent just yet. Hayley Platt, Reuters.
You see how advanced it is? That's just some university deal. They knew how to do that 30 years ago. They were growing human ears on the backs of mice. 30 years ago. 30 years ago. About actually 28 years ago, I've seen the reports. They had cockroaches with microchip on top of its head wired in. 15 years ago, they had the same cockroach design with a more advanced chip with micro cameras. They're already putting stuff in the food and water. They've been caught thousands of times. The advanced stuff's being put in. They're on power trips. It's all about having the power. It's all about having the control. And well-meaning Japanese researchers like this scientist develop the stuff, and the big banks and the big defense contractors pay for it all, and it's just sent upstairs with all the data. And the really sick scientists in their underground level 4 labyrinths, this is admitted, are doing things off the charts evil. I mean, if they're publicly admitting they got half chimpanzee, half human creatures. Yeah, it's Washington Post. Can you imagine what they've really got? They've got bioweapons, ladies and gentlemen, that will kill 100% of the people they come in contact with. They've got bioweapons that will kill certain substratus of African bloodlines, of Middle Eastern, Asiatic, Anglo mixture bloodlines. That's what the Arabs are, an Anglo-Asian mix, a hybrid of the two subspecies of Asian and Anglo, Caucasoids. We sit here and we look at this and imagine the massive data they've amassed. I mean, I'm a pretty smart guy. I study this constantly, and I can't even grasp one-tenth of it, deal with one-half of it, even talk about one-one-hundredth of it. The general public can't find the U.S. on a map. They don't know what the two branches of government are, the two parties are, separation of powers, the three branches of government. They don't know what the fourth estate is. They don't even have basic semantical words, semantical systems to contextually even understand what I'm saying now. But they know Brett Favre, you know, knows how to throw a football, and they know how to act cool at church and cool at work. And all I got to tell you is you got high-tech scientists working for big inbred families who want total hegemonic domination and control. And that's why I've made Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's only part one, but people need to see part one and another year or so if things are even still operating. We're in pretty serious straits, who knows? Because I'm sworn to finish this other film first. That's now branching off into a JFK film. But I'll do Endgame too. But in the meantime, we're going to write articles, we're going to break it down, we're going to state the basic facts of their master plan, this diabolical system. This technological terror that they have built, that they have constructed. All right, I said I'd take calls. I'm going to confirm myself. Richard, Pete, John, Terry, many, many others, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to break and come back and go to your calls. But just please go to Infowars.com. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that there is a North American Union, there is a European Union, they do exist. It is happening. They are setting it up. They are merging the bureaucracies, making the governors and legislatures titular, who really aren't even involved in anything. Then it gets into the eugenics, what makes them tick, all the times they've admittedly killed us in chemo, biological, radiological events. Infowars.com. That's the attack vector. That is the coordinates. Infowars.com. Get Endgame. Get Loose Change Final Cut. Get Club Bilderberg book by Daniel Estlin that we have in stock again right now at Infowars.com. And get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Check out the 5 month free offer now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2 month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is the air. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that
all right, we're going to your calls momentarily, and then some more news I haven't hit yet. The Coco Mojo is the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate from Inner Health Botanicals, their newest product, makers of my favorite, the Inner Food. Satisfy your chocolate cravings guilt-free. More Americans crave chocolate than any other food. That is why we have created a delicious hot cocoa product that retains all of its natural health properties. Plus, we have added additional immune and performance herbs. Our Coco Mojo hot chocolate mix is a healthy cocoa made from pure organic and fair trade cocoa beans and is naturally sweetened. No fillers, additives, or chemicals. Just an awesome gourmet chocolate taste with the benefit of boosting your immune system and performance. We guarantee that you will love this hot chocolate. Just like their NutriCafe coffee, we have added the immune-boosting properties of a whole bunch of great stuff. Go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com, to find out more about Coco Mojo, more about the best green food out there, Enerfood, more about all their other great line of products. And I never knew this. I never knew that Dr. Breeding was the friends with the owners. I never knew that they were really good friends with George Humphrey. The other day he was in there and he said, are you going to plug that? That's my friends. I never knew they tried to contact me 3 years ago, plus to sponsor. I never called them back. Used to, we just didn't even respond to calls for sponsorship. And then I found out people didn't like the fact I was taking sponsors. So I just said, well, I'll just go out and get a bunch. Then we can actually hire more people and do a better job. So they also make what we're doing here possible. But Enerfood are just great folks. Enerfood.com. Enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Wonderful folks. And you get 10% off when you tell them Alex Jones sent you. Okay, control myself. I love to warn people. There's so many facets. Richard in Texas, then Pete, Terry, Trevor, Patrick, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Pete. Or is it Richard? Who's up next? Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard.
Hello, Alex. A couple of things. The last week, PBS has had a couple of great things on. One was the resistance and the fight by the Gestapo's for the Democratic Convention back in 1968, which showed tremendous spirit among the people. And last night, I was watching old runs of the Johnny Cash show, and they were showing what I consider to be one of the greatest songs of all time, and that is Why I Wear the Black. And what was just so inspiring was that at the end of that song, every person in that probably 5,000-person auditorium stood up and gave a standing ovation based on the lyrics of that song. And it just knocked me down. I cried for 10 minutes after that, and just wishing that we could see the same spirit rise among the masses of people to support that sort of thing. Johnny was a great man, and he's missed sorely. The other thing I want to comment on is yesterday there was a news story about guns and that sort of thing in Houston, where we had that fella come out and shoot two illegal immigrants, it turned out, that were stealing stuff out of his
neighborhood. Mr. Horn. They were Colombian illegals.
It looks like they're going to turn that into a racial incident. There's already been some sort of street action by with racial tones and that kind of thing. And, you know, that looks like it could be something that will end up hurting our cause yet further.
Well, Mr. Horn was, you know, just couldn't take what he saw happening. We're going to be covering that more. I appreciate your call, Richard. Pete in British Columbia. Pete, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I want to tell you, I've been listening to your show for quite a while. I really enjoy it. If we could get back to random shootings and what stops them, there was a kid in a shopping center. There's been so many of these Manchurian candidate shootings lately, it's hard to keep track. It was, what, about a week and a half ago? Some kid in a shopping center walked in with a assault rifle and a couple of banana clips taped back to back and started shooting the place up, got off 38 rounds and killed two or three people and injured a bunch more. You remember the one?
Yes.
I was wondering at the time what must have stopped him, because the number of rounds they said he got off didn't sound like two clips worth to me. So I was wondering what must have stopped him, and I was thinking, what punk would walk into a place like that, into any shopping center or anything, if he knew there were two or three people packing in that place? And he
no, that's why I said I'm going to go ahead and get a concealed carry. And most of these signs they put on malls are not the real state laws barring it. It's alcohol and tobacco and where it's served. And that's the only place you can really stop that. And so those are fraudulent signs, most of them, but you got to learn how to identify them.
Yeah, but the thing is, if he knew that two or three people were carrying and he didn't know which ones they were, so he knew that as soon as he started shooting he was going to get blasted, would he do it?
Well, they're always on Prozac or a combination of those type of drugs. Somebody emailed me going, only Klebold was on it and Harris wasn't. That was more media disinfo. Just like the media first said this latest kid wasn't on him and they had to admit it. But then somebody will pull that article out years from now and say he wasn't.
Yeah, my question, though, was there was another kid there as well, and when the cops got there, they found him huddling under a bench, didn't they?
Yes.
So that certainly sounds to me like there was two of them, and he didn't have to worry about his friend shooting him, so what was he doing under a bench? Right from the second I heard that, I thought, must have been somebody blast Kid A, and Kid B ducked under a bench, and whoever blasted Kid A, of course, used his head and just walked out.
I hear you. Appreciate the call, Pete. Terry in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, yesterday on TV they showed genetically modified cats that glow in the dark. But that's not why I called.
Really, they did?
Yeah. That's not why I called.
It doesn't exist. None of it exists. Everything's fine.
When Pratt was on, the signal fell out, so I don't know if he mentioned this or not when I was listening. But on this veteran that he was talking about, and I saw this one time and only one time because I was doing a lot of channel surfing on this, and he said that there was a security guard who was cowering and hiding and was armed. He asked the guy, "Give me your gun. Give me your pistol. I'm going to go get this guy." The guard refused. He stood up. And he yelled at the shooter, and the shooter turned around and shot at him, nicked his arm. He again turned to the security guard who was cowering and hiding. He says, "Give me your pistol. I'm going to go get him." The guard again a second time refused. At that time, he says he saw this girl running towards this fellow, shooting at him and yelling at him. And he says when he dropped, he ran up to him, and it was a pistol there who had stovepiped. He picked the pistol up, cleared the stovepipe, chambered another round in. He says, "We didn't know if there was another shooter there." You might want to have him on as a guest because he was very articulate.
Help us. We don't have the staff. Find out his name. I remember hearing about that. I didn't see that. I know that that story is at least true from what I
saw it one time. Alex, I don't have a computer or anything, so there's no way I can get to you, okay? A second thing.
No, I'm talking to our general audience.
Oh, okay. Because I only saw this once. They showed this guy on several times, but that part of it they only showed once. Also, only one time that I saw, and I think it was on Fox, she's a psychiatrist/psychologist consultant.
Is that the blonde?
She's blonde.
That's a porn actress, yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know. Well, she says we're going to have to start arming ourselves because this shows that we can stop this type of stuff. And if the more or less, she elucidated
wow.
that if the common person was armed, we could stop this, and this wouldn't accelerate to where it's been going.
Interesting.
This would send a message to these type of people.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Trevor in Ohio. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Good.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Feels good to say that in our crazy world of PC now.
That's right. You can put up all the crescent moons and menorahs you want, but don't you dare at the White House put up a cross.
Because
the vampires don't like it.
Hey, I wanted to comment on what you said. I think it was maybe a couple days ago, just when you quoted Romans and the kind of verse talking about submitting to authority and that sort of thing. I thought you brought up a good point because, you know, I just see such a problem in the U.S. now of how I feel like Bush in his last election completely hijacked the evangelical population of the U.S. with, you know, saying those two certain things of I'm against homosexuals and abortion and then, okay, vote for me, but you have absolutely no idea what my plans are and what I'm going to try to do in this world. So I thought you brought up a great point.
Yeah, they use it as a political football. It means nothing to them.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's a litmus test.
And that's, so I thought you brought up a great point, you know, is that we need to, you know, as believers, we need to see that, you know, there's a difference between just submitting to authority because obviously we need law. Law is a good thing. But at the same time, we need to put that through the filter of like, okay, is this, you know, how is this looking like either Antichrist government or it was moving that way. And when that time comes, we are going to have to...
Yeah, according to that litmus test of Romans 13, the way they misinterpret it, we should worship Antichrist and submit to him. Thanks for the call. Good points. Moving quick here as we get to everybody. Let's go to Scott in Australia. Scott, you're on the air, then Patrick. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex. How
good
you doing?
Good day, sir.
Bless you and all your listeners. I used to listen to you for about every day for 9 months from September last year. And anyway, let's see. Jim Mars has interviewed Greg Braden. Have you ever heard of Greg Braden?
Refresh my memory.
Greg Braden talks about the lost science and the lost art of prayer.
Not familiar with it.
And, well, apparently prayer is a feeling. And if you have a feeling on the inside, that is, according to quantum physics, that is reflected in the outer world. It's mirrored back to you. So if you have a feeling of inner peace, that is reflected in the outer world in outer peace.
I don't understand the mathematics, but I know major universities, this is not in the New Age quack department, but I've seen a bunch of reports from major universities now saying they believe even focusing radio telescopes on different antimatter clusters and other things, and black holes and things, and now they're believing in mathematics with computers, that their thoughts, that scientists even thinking about dark matter and other things, somehow they believe. I can't understand the mathematics. I mean, at that level, it gets into it. But now mathematics is showing that.
But people may not think, they may dismiss what you just said and think, but how this comes back to where we are, where we all are, is we may have created it, especially with the media. Actually, if we go back to the Bible, that was created out of, they had about 50 texts to choose from. They didn't use 25 of them. This was back in the 400s. Some council was involved. It's in his book, The Isaiah Effect.
Well, listen, I'll have to check into it. Good to hear from you from Australia. God bless and take care. Patrick in Washington State, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Alex, I got two things for you. First off, I wanted to tell you that my job recently pulled something very North American Union-ish. They got rid of checks completely.
Yeah, they're doing that everywhere, making you go to transfer, and the head of Visa and the head of MasterCard in the last couple of years have both said that by 2011, they plan to get rid of cash entirely. I don't know if they'll be able to do that, but they're making the claim, they're making the move.
Yeah, I got a Visa card now. It's pretty messed up. The other thing, real quick, is I just recently came across something that said the real ID Act got pushed to December of 2009.
Yeah, not true. That's just the official adoption and codified, because the states were freaking out because of the public announcement. The states are already unified in the same database. It's actually internationalized.
So it's just more of their coup by stealth crap.
It's more of them, yeah. As soon as there's resistance, they just then deny it exists again. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
You bet, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to John in Virginia. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, excuse me, I got a cold. My comment, this question is on Ron Paul. Your listeners in New Hampshire and Iowa really need to get out to these caucuses. His message resonates with truth, and people are drawn to it. But the problem I'm hearing from a lot of my friends and family is that they don't think he's got a chance to win. So it's key that he wins one of these caucuses.
But see, that's how propaganda works. That's how propaganda works. They just say he doesn't have a chance, and so people go, yeah, I love him, but he doesn't have a chance. The point is, you tell them this. None of the other Republicans have a chance against Hillary. Ron Paul is popular in all these national caucuses, globally, in the U.S., across the political spectrum. You can show them articles that document it, articles we've written that source mainstream polls and data, and explain to them. Go to PrisonPlanet.com, type in the headline into Google, only Ron Paul can beat Hillary Clinton. Get that article and hand that out to people and explain it. Thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. But they're not going to be able to ignore this money bomb coming up Sunday. Art in Florida, you're on the air.
Talk to you. I got a cold, too, so bear with me. You guys had on the program yesterday that Mr. Bean had said that he never kicked out a person out of the gun show because of being a Ron Paul fan.
Yeah, let me just recap for folks that don't know. There were news reports and people calling us about Fred Thompson having exclusive access, not just to Mr. Bean in Florida, but other gun shows around the country. And then we got Mr. Bean on, who had reportedly, according to listeners, kicked people even with Ron Paul shirts out for just trying to get in. And he said, no, I've never done that. And then I said, okay, well, here's the gentleman who said you did. He knew his name. He said, okay, well, I did kick him out, yes.
Well, he knows my name, too. Basically, what happened was we came over from a parade, and it was the Crestview or the Fort Walton gun show. We walked in. He grabbed us. He said, I don't want anything handed out. And we said, fine, we're here for the guns, which I was. I paid my $6, walked in a door. About 20 minutes later, We were standing there looking at a gun, and the deputy came around the corner. He pointed to me and the guy that was with me. We both had our Ron Paul shirts on. Pointed at us and said, "Hey, you need to follow me." So we followed him over to the front door, and he said, "I'm going to have to ask you gentlemen to leave." And I said, "For what reason?" And he pointed to Mr. Bean, and he said, "That gentleman there says he wants you to go." And I looked at Mr. Bean. I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "I don't need to give you any excuses. I want you out of the building." So I said, "Okay, fine. Give me my money back. I'll leave." He said, "No, you're not getting your money back." Well, at that point, of course, I got a little irate because now not only is he a liar based on the show yesterday, he's also a thief, and I hope you can quote me on that. But anyway, so the officer saw that I was getting aggravated and said, "You're going to have to leave the building." So I stepped out of the building, stood in the doorway, and I asked Mr. Bean for his name because at the time I didn't know what it was. And he got irate and said, "I want them arrested, get them off the property." Well, the property is public property. And I said, "You know, that's not going to happen." But that's the way it went down. And all we had on was a shirt. We were not handing out any information. We weren't even talking about Ron Paul while we were there. The Thompson crew that was there, you know, it just amazes me. It tells you the character of Mr. Bean, just that he brought Thompson in and allowed him to take over his gun shows. I mean, that right there gives you a real good indication the man's just after some money. But that's what happened.
And what's your full name, sir?
My name is Art Coburn. The deputy took down all my information and tried to, make me nervous about everything.
Evil. Wearing a T-shirt in America. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the info. We'll be right back. Final segment.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making big progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Little piece of you,
about 55 hours or less out from the money bomb. Starts at midnight, the start of Sunday, the 16th Boston Tea Party. Look, I know we got loaded phones. I'm sorry. No more time for calls. We've got Daniel Estulin from Spain tomorrow and Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf for a full hour, by the way. She's really impressed with our info. We're giving her a bunch of info on the Bush-Nazi connection. That is coming up tomorrow. That's what we do. We try to push info, give people other info, spread the message. It isn't about who got the info or who progenerated it. It's about getting it out. It's about us together as a team. I want to play a few final Ron Paul ads. We'll announce that tonight or tomorrow. I promise by tomorrow, showtime. We're writing some articles about it and a lot more. The show's about to restart. In the first hour, I played, like 14 different clips. There's a few more we're going to play now. But if you missed any of these audio clips of the video that's at truthnews.us, the video and radio ads, that'll be coming up at the retransmission that starts on the web in just about 4 minutes at InfoWars.com. You just go to InfoWars.com, and right there you can see the stream where we restream the show 21 hours a day until we're back live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. And then Sunday I'll be back live 4 to 6 p.m. during the Ron Paul Money Bomb with the Sunday syndicated transmission. Now, here are the two final Ron Paul ads that we have time to play today. This is just a drive-by Ron Paul that some of our listeners did. And this is him driving by football stadiums, partygoers, people in downtown areas, in markets. Here it is.
Google Ron Paul. Ron Paul for president. First real candidate in history. Google Ron Paul. Google Ron Paul. Look up Ron Paul for president. First real candidate in history. Ron Paul for president. Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul, 2008. Donate your money, December 16th. Ron Paul, 2008.com. Look him up. Yeah! Ron Paul for president. Google Ron Paul. Look him up. First real candidate in history.
All right, that's one of them. That's one of them. Here's the last one we have time to play. It's called Contest Entry. Here it is.
You first have to have a message worth listening to.
It is acknowledged that the federal government owns all our income and we're permitted to take a certain percentage. That is the terrible notion of the personal income tax, which we should get rid of.
Who knows? That may well be a big day and a big event, and it may be national news.
So the sooner we end that notion that the federal government should police the world, run our lives, and run the economy, the better for all of us.
I suspect the revolution is truly spreading.
TruthNews.us, there's 80 video and radio ads, 80 of them up at TruthNews.us, links on InfoWars.com, links on PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody who made an ad is a winner, not just the people that will get $3,100 in prizes, and we'll be mailing those out tomorrow. We'll announce it guaranteed tomorrow, maybe even tonight, then you will get the prize money. But we all win. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.